My Wedding by Sonia Diaz. I remember when I was married in Puerto Rico. That morning, I went to the beauty parlor. My wedding was supposed to start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At 3 o'clock, the church was full of my friends, family, and relatives, and my future husband's friends, family, and relatives. My future husband was there too. However, he was nervous because I was late. I couldn't get there until 3:35. Finally, when I was in the church, the wedding ceremony began right away. It was time to walk down the aisle. The first person who walked down the aisle was the maid of honor. She was followed by the two ring bearers, the two little children who brought the rings into the church. I walked down the aisle alongside my stepfather, who brought me to the altar. Standing in front of the altar were our godparents and the priest, who was to bless and marry us. After the wedding, my husband told me that when I had been walking down the aisle, my whole body had been shaking. I told him that that was exactly how I had felt. After the ceremony, everybody was waiting for us in the clubhouse while my husband and I went to the beach to have our pictures taken. When we entered the clubhouse, it was full of people. There, my husband and I danced the first waltz alone. Soon, our godparents danced with us, and then our parents danced with us, too. That was when the rest of the guests joined in and everybody danced the waltz. At the reception, everybody danced, ate, and drank, and everybody was happy. My mother, however, felt sad because I was moving to another country. I was moving to the United States, to New York City, and she wasn't going to see me for a long time. Nevertheless, she felt happy and celebrated with us because I was happy. After the dancing, all of the single women got together because it was time for me to throw the bouquet of flowers. Tradition says that the lady who catches the bouquet is supposed to be the next lady to get married. Then, all of the single men got together for my husband to throw the bride's garter belt. Similarly, tradition says that the man who catches the garter belt is the next man to get married. My wedding was special to me for many reasons. When two people are married in a church, they receive God's blessing. It is also beautiful when people are married in front of their family and friends, because there is one day in a person's life when he or she celebrates with a big wedding. Such a wedding is a wonderful way to start a relationship that will last a lifetime.